with LBC's Tuesday Morning News. I'm Steve Lindell. Greg Pence on the Republican running mate with former President Trump, J.D. Vance.
I thought maybe Ben Carson or maybe there was possibly Nikki Haley as, you know, a broader expansion of the reach.
That from a last week interview on WMUN News Radio. Brush up on back to school time soon. One of the rules,
the stop arm enforcement. So when it comes to following school buses, when they stop and they put that little stop sign out on the sign and you go by them, there is zero gray area when it comes to citations for that.
Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner on WMUN last week. Pendleton Healthcare Expansion. Reporter Brett Busby has the info.
Last week, after we heard about Community Hospital Anderson's new construction of a cardio wing, we also learned they recently broke ground on the new Community Health Network Pavilion in Pendleton.
It will house primary care offices, imaging, a full-service lab, and the med check.
Hospital Administrator Marcia Meckel saying that the new facility at 200 Enterprise Drive opens in mid-2025. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
We heard about this from MCS CEO Chuck Reynolds, and last week we had the chance to get BSU's President Mearns to talk about direct enroll for graduates of Muncie Central High School.
This program is reducing some of the paperwork, some of the bureaucracy, that students can get directly admitted into Ball State, know that they have a good opportunity to stay here at home, get a great education. And so really pleased. It's just another good aspect of the partnership between our university and Muncie Community Schools.
Mearns also said the program could be expanded to other nearby high schools in the future. A man in Evansville arrested for a few things that you don't see every day.
The cops were sent to a gas station to check on a man witnesses said was unconscious in a running car. They walked up and saw David Hamilton in the front seat. All of Hamilton, in fact. He was passed out completely naked and surrounded by drugs and syringes, but the icing on the cake was the CenterPoint Energy digital meter they found in the car that had been stolen. He was arrested for public indecency and theft. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Starting as soon as today, NDOT plans for daytime closures of State Road 38 near Markleville. This is between 109 and 234 for several pipe replacements. The work 6A to 6P daily, weather permitting, expected to be done by July 31.
Tonight's entertainment at the Madison County 4-H Fair, country gospel artist Woody Wright, who says he'll be joined on stage by Chris Golden, a name that might be familiar because...
That Golden name is attached to William Golden, William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
William Golden's son, Chris Golden, will be with us.
7:30 tonight, Beulah Park in Alexandria. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Thank you, Brett. That's the Morning Report, news, sports, and weather together.